We hear about two of Jesus' disciples in the gospel today who were completely disappointed in the mission of Jesus. They said that they thought he was the one to redeem Israel, meaning in their eyes, he had failed in his mission. And the disappointment was so great that even though that they had heard that there were visions of angels, it still didn't inspire any hope in them. They were still leaving Jerusalem on the very day of the resurrection. You know, the most important day in all of human history, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and they were disappointed leaving Jerusalem. The same thing can happen to us. You know, often in our spiritual lives, we can become disappointed. You know, sometimes it's prayer. You know, we might ask for something in prayer, and we don't get what we ask for, or when we want it to happen, we don't get the answer quickly. And so we can become disappointed, and sometimes even give up faith in prayer. You know, sometimes people come to Mass, and they leave disappointed. Say, well, for whatever reason, Mass just, you know, didn't do it for me today. They leave disappointed. Or sometimes people are disappointed in the teachings of Jesus. You know, we have this whole Synodal Way movement going on in Germany, which is led by a group of Catholic bishops, priests, and lay people who are disappointed in the teachings of Jesus. They're not happy with them. And they want to change all these teachings. They want to redefine marriage. They want women's ordination. They want a whole list of different teachings than what Jesus gave us. So what happens to these two disciples that are disappointed? Well, the reason that they were disappointed is because they didn't understand what God's plan was. And they thought that the crucifixion and death of our Lord meant that he had failed. And so Jesus comes to them and he veils his appearance so they don't know who he is. And he starts to teach them by going through scripture and teaching them that his mission was far greater than just reestablishing the kingdom of David, which is what they were expecting. He showed them that it was his mission to conquer sin and to usher in a new creation. And in order to attain forgiveness of sins, sacrifice was necessary. And so as he was going through this and revealing to them what God's plan actually was, their hearts begin to burn within them. They see things, the same events, from an entirely different perspective. And their disappointment is transformed into fire within them as they see from a different standpoint how God's plan is unfolding. And then once their hearts are burning within them, what does Jesus do? He takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to them. He celebrates the first Mass that was offered after the resurrection. And at that moment, as he's celebrating Mass, he reveals his presence to them to show them that his presence can be found in the Holy Eucharist. And so as he reveals himself, he gives them unquestionable confirmation that what he just taught them from scriptures was true. Our disappointment often comes because we expect one thing, but what God is doing is something different. You know, he acts with a wisdom that's sometimes far beyond what we're able to see and what we're able to understand. And so often we're disappointed because God is doing something incredible. But it's beyond our expectations, and so we can't see what he's doing. And he's not giving us exactly what we ask for, and so we're disappointed. But often it's only in hindsight, if we persevere and we don't lose faith in him, that we begin to see what God is actually doing. And then our disappointment is transformed into excitement and zeal, and we're amazed by what God is doing when we're able to see things from a different standpoint. So, you know, one example of this. Well, why do sometimes people leave Mass disappointed? Well, sometimes people leave Mass disappointed because they're bored. They're seeking entertainment in the Mass. Well, did God give us the Mass to one-up Netflix? You know, is that the reason why he gave us the Mass? Or to do something that's just one step better than the Super Bowl? You know, the Lord's like, oh, well, the Super Bowl's good, but let me give you something that's just a little better than that. That's not what the Mass is about at all. Our Lord is operating on an entirely different plane. And so if we're seeking that in the Mass, yes, we're going to be disappointed, not because the Mass isn't incredible and amazing, but because we're looking for one thing and the Lord's trying to offer us something greater. And so what does the Lord offer us with the Mass? He gives us the Mass so that we can enter into communion with God. So that we, as mortal beings, can partake in the very life of the infinite triune God. He wants us to enter into an intimate life of grace with him, and he wants his life to flow through us. And so he's doing something far greater than many of us realize or expect. And so the Mass teaches us to leave our selfish desires behind, to not seek entertainment or things like that, but to recognize the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the honor that we should show him, to recognize that it's his precious blood that was poured out on the cross, which we have access to, that cleanses us from sin so that we can enter into a relationship with God. And so part of understanding what the Mass is, or overcoming disappointment in other areas of our spiritual lives, is to recognize that God is operating on a plane that's sometimes far greater than we can understand. The way that God answers prayers, you know, sometimes he doesn't answer them in the way we want because it's not good for us, but he offers them in a way that's better than what we're asking for if we allow him to answer those prayers in his own way and in his own time. And sometimes we are discouraged because of moral teachings that can be very difficult to follow. Or sometimes we don't understand why the church asks us to live in a certain way. But it's directed towards a higher wisdom because our Lord wants us to live as his children, as children of God. And he calls us to a higher level. And so if we're disappointed or discouraged in a situation, we should never give up. What we should do is strive to see things from God's perspective, to study them and to try and look at them and to pray for the wisdom to see these things the way that God sees them. And when we're able to see that, what was a source of discouragement is going to be transformed, and our hearts are going to be set on fire, and we'll have a new and a renewed foundation for our hope as we're able to see things from a whole different perspective. And so we pray for that grace, that just as the disciples on the road to Emmaus were transformed from disappointment to zeal, that the same thing may happen to us as the Lord opens up our eyes.